So before he was the boss, Bruce Springsteen was just a Bob Dylan wannabe moody-sounding rocker back in the 1970s, beloved by critics and bereft of fans until this. Yeah, you can name that tune. From the first beats, Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run transformed Springsteen's identity and became an anthem for a particularly American form of renegade. Oh, you can sing it in your sleep. Tonight, Springsteen will be performing in Boston in honor of his visit. Our production partner, WGBH Boston, is taking a closer look at Springsteen's Born to Run moment and the nearly 40-year-old song. Philip Martin is a senior reporter at our partner station, WGBH. So, Philip, welcome to the program.
Thanks, John. Most appreciated.
Yeah, well, why does Born to Run stick as a song, and who's still carrying it with them up there in Boston?
Everyone. I mean, when I say everyone, I mean 50-year-old guys jumping up and down in business suits, you know, like, reliving, you know, like the old days. But also 38-year-old guys like a kid who calls himself Uke Springsteen, who is a 38-year-old music editor of the Metro newspaper, who basically plays the ukulele and a kazoo to demonstrate his love for Born to Run.
All right, well, let's listen to his tribute here. All right, I think he's captured it, but let's listen to what Pat Healy, who actually is behind that tribute, actually says about the song.
I think what is important about his songs is that anyone can relate to them, whether you're working class or not, because everyone's been in situations that they feel they need to get out of and rise above.
So Born to Run is a kind of a universal renegade theme. It's not about America, per se, and it's not about the working class particularly. Is that what you're finding out, Philip?
I think you could imbue a lot of things into this song, which in the album, which sold more than 6 million copies in the U.S. We spoke to an expert named Mark Dolan, who's author of an upcoming book, Bruce Springsteen and the Promise of Rock and Roll. Now, one of the things he said, he described this album, basically said it's Springsteen more than any other artist of the 1970s. He sort of caught the decline of American industrialism. And so he writes from that album forward about a world in which, the factories have been the livelihood of the working class, and they're leaving town. And what's left behind is absence. So what this is about, you know, is about a young man and a young woman, basically, who are alienated. And it sort of captured the imagination of people at that time and continues to resonate today.
Yeah, captured isn't even the word. You spoke with Bill Littenstein, who described what happened right after Born to Run was released.
It soon spread nationally. Within weeks after the album came out, Bruce Springsteen was on the cover of Time magazine and on the cover of Newsweek. So it was a very heady time for him, and it exploded.
You know, it's amazing. What was the background of that particular individual, Bill?
Well, Bill he's writing. He worked at WBCN radio, which recorded the very first interview with Bruce Springsteen. And he's working on a documentary now about WBCN. But one thing we talk about is the nostalgia of this song. It's not just nostalgia. It's also symbolism, the very working class persona that you talked about,
right.
John.
Philip Martin, hope he has tickets to the concert. Senior reporter at our partner station, WGBH. Thanks, Philip.
Thanks a lot, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.